The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
Another week and more examples of a health system in crisis. News broke this week that a couple was suing the WA health system for mistakenly giving their stillborn baby to another couple who then unwittingly had the body cremated. Though the incident happened back in 2017, it tells us a couple of things that are very relevant today. For starters, it's a reminder that mistakes are always possible in the health system. But more than that, it's a warning that mistakes only become more likely when health staff are overworked and under-resourced. That's exactly what we're seeing at King Eddie at the moment, where pregnant women are being turned away from the state's leading maternity hospital. A lack of resources has forced the hospital to send expectant women to give birth in Joondalup or Osborne Park, basically wherever they can get a bed. That's a staggering reality for a state that will post a multi-billion dollar surplus this year. And talking about that surplus, it relies pretty heavily on our relationship with China. So it's worth wondering why PM Scott Morrison came into WA this week like Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball, most likely using his Perth speech as a way to show off to his G7 mates before hitting the summit this weekend. ScoMo's saber-rattling with WA's most important trade partner really only rattled Mark McGowan's cage. But when it comes to the story that really moved the needle this week, it was, funnily enough, a story about needles, and lots of them. The Premier's decision to open up the Pfizer COVID jab to people aged between 30 and 40 saw more than 40,000 people sign up in a day. The question now, of course, is how we get the AstraZeneca jab into the arms of people over 50. With news breaking today that medical experts have revised the blood clot risk, increasing it by 5 to 8 times what they previously thought, that's not going to be so easy.